That was the call on Fox TV last night when the Red Sox pinch hitter Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer over the Green Monster in Game 1 of the World Series. The blast gave the Sox a much-needed cushion as the Sox went on to beat the L.A. Dodgers 8-4 last night. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at Fenway last night and joins us this morning for a recap of Game 1. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So, it was the Sox's first World Series appearance since 2013. What was it like inside Fenway Park? Sounded like it was electric.
Yeah, I was going to say, about as frenzied and passionate as you would expect Fenway Park to be for Game 1 of the World Series. It was a great atmosphere. The fans were ready to go from the start. And, you know, as soon as Clayton Kershaw started having some trouble with the Red Sox batters, you heard the crowd going, Kershaw, Kershaw, just taunting him, trying to, you know, unsettle him. And then also there were different people in the crowd saying, you better get someone loose. You better get someone loose in the bullpen. And this was only the first inning. So, again, ready to go right from the start. Also, it seemed a little bit reminiscent of an NBA game at times because they borrowed the Celtics-Lakers chant of Beat L.A. So you heard that frequently throughout the ballpark. And, you know, just really also impressed with the fans' stamina. It was a long game. It got colder as the night went on. And, of course, the hot chocolate vendors and the clam chowder vendors were quite popular.
And the crowd stayed to the end.
Of course the crowd stayed to the end. This is Game 1 of the World Series.
I don't even know why I said it.
Yeah, I was going to say, please. This is Boston. You know where you live, right?
Leading up to Game 1, there was a lot of talk about the pitching matchup between Red Sox ace Chris Sale and the Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw. After all, it was the first time in World Series history that two pitchers who had 300 regular season strikeouts facing each other. But it wasn't really the pitcher's duel that everyone expected.
Yeah, not really. It's interesting. Before this, Chris Sale was asked if he was 100%, and he said, if I'm on the mound, I'm 100%. But he didn't actually look like he was 100% when he was out there. He pitched four innings and allowed five hits and three runs, though he also had seven strikeouts. But actually, the bigger story was Kershaw's performance, or probably more accurately, the way the Boston batters performed against Kershaw. The Red Sox got to Kershaw right from the start, hence the taunting from the fans. The Red Sox got out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and Kershaw ended up pitching just four innings, allowing seven hits and five runs. After the game, Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi said the Red Sox were clearly ready for the big stage.
Guys, you know, step up to the challenge, and they're not afraid to go up there and fail. Put a good at bats together, and good things tend to happen.
And that is probably an understatement considering what Benintendi did last night.
He joined some elite company on offense.
Yeah, he had a career night in his World Series debut with four hits. He's only the third Red Sox player to have four hits in a World Series game. But typical of the players on this Red Sox team, he, you know, didn't give a lot of thought to his career night, and he was really just happy the Red Sox got the win.
The biggest hit of the night, of course, as you heard up at the top of our conversation, came from Eduardo Nunez. He came in as a pinch hitter, hit a three-run homer over the Green Monster. I imagine I was not up for it, I'm sorry to say, but that must have changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah, absolutely changed the entire complexion of the game, because up until then it had been a close game, and that homer gave the Red Sox the breathing room they needed. And of course, manager Alex Cora, who has pushed all the right buttons, made all the right moves. I mean, it's just amazing this postseason how instinctive he's been about using his players, said he had a feeling Nunez would contribute like that.
He worked out. He was prepared. He wasn't upset, actually, that he wasn't playing. I told him, hey, be ready, man. You might have a big at-bat tonight, and do your thing. And he did.
Yeah, he may be a rookie manager, but he is managing like a veteran throughout the postseason. and it's been unbelievable to watch him do that.
All right, we're on to Game 2 tonight. David Price takes the mound at Fenway for the Sox. What do you expect from Price?
Well, he's coming off his first playoff win as a starter, so the hope is that he carries the confidence he got from that win into Game 2. Of course, it'll help a lot if the Red Sox hitters perform the way they did in Game 1. It certainly seems like you've got the top of the lineup with Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi and J.D. Martinez starting to come together and, you know, all hit on all cylinders at the same time, which is a pretty exciting development for the Red Sox. So I think things look good. It looks like David Price will have some good support.
All right. Shira Springer will be back tomorrow morning to talk about tonight's game. Shira, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Go Sox.